One of the great organisations around the country, the Guide Dogs, and they've got a brand new program out at the moment called Taking the Lead, and we'll find out a little bit more about that in a moment with Guide Dog Mobility Instructor Graham Mitchell. Good morning, Graham. I believe you've been doing that job for some 33 years, am I right?
That's right, Mark.
And you obviously love doing your job if you've been in the one spot for over three decades. Have you seen some changes in that time?
Oh, look, there's been significant changes, over the years. And part of our Take the Lead campaign is just to highlight some of the discrimination that still occurs. We surveyed our client base recently and found that 33% of our clients with guide dogs still run into some barriers with in the areas of accommodation. And part of our organisation is to advocate on clients' behalf. And what this campaign is about is to educate those in the hospitality industry that guide dogs are working dogs and as such have legal access to enter the properties. And sometimes, Mark, there's confusion. People think, oh, it's a dog, it's a pet, therefore it can't come in. And that's true for pets. But, of course, a guide dog is a working dog. And as such, is the client's eyes, and people need to enjoy the freedom, as does every other normal citizen when entering these premises.
Yeah, well, at the very basic level, it is an extension of the human person, isn't it? Now, when you say accommodation, are you talking specifically like hotel accommodation, or are we talking more hospitality generally, restaurants as well and things like that, where your clients are finding, shall we say, challenges?
Well, we see it in two areas. When you're talking hospitality, if you're talking in restaurants, cafes, those sorts of things, we still run into some headaches there where this can, again, it goes back to this confusion about dogs aren't allowed. This year's campaign is more about accommodation, where we're looking at educating hotels, motels, caravan parks, those sorts of things to ensure that the proprietor understands that guide dogs are welcome to enter the premises.
Okay, so with that in mind, taking the lead, well, I'm guessing we'll be seeing a lot of information out there in the community about this program?
Yeah, we've got our local office in Newcastle, of course, runs many and various programs educating various groups, including the hospitality industry and public transports and other various bodies. And also at headquarters, our marketing and communication department provide extensive workshop for various corporates. And by simply, if corporates and hospitality industries want information about our program, they can simply contact Guide Dogs via the website, which is www.guidedogs.com, and go to the link for Guide Dogs New South Wales.
Well, Graham, good luck with the campaign. It is, I guess, for me, a little bit of a surprise to think that in 2017 your clients are still finding huge challenges in this area. But I guess maybe I'm a little naive myself, but that is a shame. But Taking the Lead will do a little bit more to hopefully rectify some of those areas that need a little bit of attention. Graham, you've got a few dogs to feed. I'll let you go and take care of that, and we'll catch you down the road.
No worries. Thank you very much, Mark.